Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the Bible principle of honor. Throughout the New Testament, we are given multiple admonitions in Scripture that tell us to honor certain categories of people. We know from the Word of God that we are to honor God, but we are also instructed to honor people. The very first commandment with a promise, as it is said in Ephesians chapter 6, is one in which we are commanded to honor father and mother. As children in Sunday school, many teachers have instructed the students to memorize Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, which says, "Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." But that commandment was not only for Sunday school children. It was a principle that God established in the Old Covenant and that was reiterated for us in the New Testament as a principle very close to the heart of God. God instructs every single believer to honor father and mother. Honoring parents results in a long life and your life going well for you. Dishonoring parents has very negative consequences for your life. Jesus spoke very harshly against the Pharisees who convinced people that they could ignore this commandment using a religious justification. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus said this, "But he answered and said to them, 'Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me has been dedicated to the temple, is released from honoring his father or his mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites.'" Jesus obviously felt quite strongly about this. The religious leaders of his day had convinced people that they could be excused or released from obeying the commandment about honoring father and mother. And here he was obviously referring to adults who were not honoring their parents financially by helping them, but instead supposedly were giving that money that should have gone to help support them in their old age. They were giving it as a gift to the temple, using that as an excuse to not have to honor their parents by assisting them financially in their old age. This was a tradition that the Pharisees had established. Today, people justify ignoring this God-given commandment by saying that their parents are not worthy of being honored because perhaps they were cruel or abusive or guilty of abandoning them. But remember, this commandment does not say, if they are worthy of honor, honor your father and your mother. Instead, it simply says, honor your father and your mother. The word honor here used in Ephesians comes from a Greek word that means to prize or to fix a valuation upon or to revere and to value. What God is saying to each one of us is that we are to prize our parents. He didn't say prize them if they were great parents, prize them if they were the godliest parents you've ever observed. Instead, he just says, fix a value upon them like I fix a value upon them. God has fixed a value on every single human life, including the most wicked of sinners. The value that he places upon each life is so extravagant that God was willing to give his own son up to death that we might be won back to relationship with our heavenly Father. God wants you and me to fix a value that he fixes upon every life, including the lives of our parents. And by doing this, we will honor them. We will show them respect. We will honor them with our words, with our actions, and with our attitudes. This is the call of God on every believer's life, regardless of how difficult a childhood you may have had, or if even you do not know your own family well because you were not raised by your own parents. Still, God calls us to honor father and mother. But how do you do that if your relationship with your parents is perhaps strained, or perhaps the parent has already died and you did not have a good relationship with them? How can you still obey this command of God? Well, remember that when we honor someone, we do it one of three ways. We do it with our words, we do it with our actions, and we do it with our attitude towards them. Honor is something that you choose to bestow upon someone. It's not what they deserve, it's something you are choosing to bestow upon another human being. So when you choose your words about your parents, make sure they are words that honor your parents, or make sure they are words that do not dishonor them. To dishonor someone is to speak or to act in a way that exposes their imperfection or their weakness to another person. If you tell a story on your parents, for example, of some mistake that they made, some error, some imperfection in their life, some weakness that they have, and you tell that story to another person, you're exposing their weakness to another person. You're dishonoring your parent by that conversation. So when you honor someone, you're doing it with word, action, or attitude. When you dishonor someone, you're doing it with your words, your actions, or your attitudes. So in order to obey the commandment, honor your father and your mother, every single day you must choose to obey God by choosing to bestow honor on parents and refraining from dishonoring them through the choice of your words, your actions, and your attitude. Remember, when you bestow honor on someone, it is not a commentary on the uprightness of their life, but it is a commentary on your obedience level and your commitment to obey God's word. The person who diligently pursues honoring his parents will receive the promised blessing associated with this commandment. The other scriptural issue that needs to be considered in the light of this command is found in Galatians chapter 6, starting at verse 7, where it says, "Whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap." If you dishonor your parents, you will reap dishonor from your own children. The other part of this is, though there's a great promise that comes with honoring parents, there's actually a curse that will come to a person's life and then to their family line when they dishonor parents. Do you remember the story in Genesis chapter 9 of Noah and his son Ham? Noah, after the flood was over and all of his family came out of the ark, it says in verse 20 that Noah began to be a farmer and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and he told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see or look upon their father's nakedness. So Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. Then he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brethren." Why did he do that? Was it because he had stumbled upon him naked? No, it was because of what Ham had done. What did Ham do? Ham went and told his brothers about his sin or about his nakedness. You dishonor a person when you expose their sin, their imperfection to another person. You dishonor your parents when you talk about their lack, what they did wrong in raising you, what they did wrong in their life. When you expose that to somebody else, you're dishonoring your parents. What is sin before God and what is sin and of dishonor to parents is when people go around and they keep repeating the sins of their parents to other people. That is bringing dishonor. God does not want you to dishonor your parents with your words, with your attitude, or with your actions. If you do, you will end up like Ham. Ham and his descendants were cursed. The curse was because he exposed the nakedness, so to speak, or the imperfections, the sin of his father to somebody else. Don't receive a curse on your life because you dishonor your parents with your words. If they are dead, then you go to the Lord, ask for forgiveness for being resentful towards them, release them, and say, God, I forgive them. I ask you to forgive me for holding resentment. But now, by faith and with your help, I'm going to honor them anytime I speak of them. And you can begin to sow seeds of honor, even though your parents may be dead, by simply refraining from dishonoring them with your words. And when you do have to talk about them, you bring up something that is positive about them so that what you're doing is not violating Scripture, but fulfilling the commandment of God. God wants to bring a blessing on your life, of long life, that things may go well for you, not the curse that Ham and Canaan endured because of dishonoring Noah.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.